welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I'll be with you for the next, well, it's 3 hours, but I'll only be doing 12 till 2. Between 2 and 3, we have Council Collections in. Michael will be in to run that show. Between 1 and 2, we'll have Ethne and somebody else from U3A to be talking about something that they've got coming up for Seniors Week or Seniors Month, and we'll be talking about connecting with iPads and I'm sure all sorts of things. So we'll make sure you listen to that, because I'm sure that we'll probably all get sick of asking the grandkids what to do next. But anyway, it's my pleasure to introduce Julie. Now, Julie's with the Yarra Glen and District Living Learning Centre. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Now, first of all, we've talked to you before. I know would have been before this last term. First of all, at the moment you're shut for this week, aren't you?
We are, yes. Yep.
So anything we're talking about starts next Monday?
Except for book chat, which is on today.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that, but probably by the time we talk about it, it'll be finished. Anyway, first of all, did you have any new programs that you started during the last term?
No, we're running on pretty much the same as we have for the last term.
Right. Do you have, before we start talking about all the great programs you've got lined up for this term, do you have any new ones coming up that we should highlight first of all?
We've got some good crafty workshops that we're always looking for. So we've had mixed media, which we ran last term and probably will run next year.
What's mixed media?
Mixed media is ink painting with Glenda and attaching other things like leaves or other bits of media to your painting or that kind of thing. We've just introduced soap making with Sandra, who's one of our...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of my colleagues. Yep. She also used to run a business in Yarra Glen. She's retired from that. But our soap making was so popular, we're actually going to run Christmas soap.
What do you put in soap? Do you know? I've no idea.
Good question. It's a mystery recipe.
right.
I couldn't tell you. I've got the recipe at home. But it's good fun and it's really easy. So we're going to do Christmas soap making.
So when we're talking Christmas soap making, well, when does it start?
That is on the 23rd of October. That gives us time for the soap to dry and cure so you can give it to your friends for Christmas.
So after you've produced the soap, you don't put it in anything to dry it. It's just what they call air dry, doesn't it?
Air
dry.
You just set aside somewhere dry, somewhere like a spare room somewhere, and just let it dry for about a month.
So do you put it in a mould?
Yes, you do. Yep.
So you could put it in the mould of a Christmas tree or a mould.
Absolutely. Yes.
So that's on Thursday, the 23rd of October.
Yep.
What sort of time?
It is. I think it's 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 till 2:30.
Sounds great to me. And so, of course, with all this, you've got to pay for it because you've got to pay for the ingredients. So how much is it, Julie?
It's $30 if you're a member.
Pardon me.
And $35 for a non-member. Yep. And we really urge you to book because the last one was so popular that we've had people putting up their hands to come and do the next one.
So you're saying that you could make it, let it cure at home, which is drying it, and then give it away for a Christmas present?
Yep.
Can't do better than that.
No, you can't, no.
Sounds good. So what else have you got coming up between
I've
now?
I've just noticed we're doing Introduction to Genealogy, which is also run by a couple of our long-term volunteers.
Yep.
Stephen and Sandra, who are members of the Community Garden Group. We're running that on Thursday the 6th of November. It's a one-off to see if people like it. We're doing it for free. If it becomes popular, we'll run it again or we might run a session.
So how deep does it go? Does it show you where to go and get your family tree?
I believe it's intro to how to access the online information, where to start.
Question to you, have you ever done your family tree?
We have, yes. My family. I didn't do it. My sister did.
Did you find anything that you didn't want to know?
No. No.
Because a number of people have done it.
There's lots of stuff we'd like to know. Because our family records don't go back a long way, and we need to spend a lot of time delving further back.
So you should do this course.
Yeah. And if you're really interested, again, there's the option that maybe we'll run it in more detail to give people more assistance.
Yeah, because this will just be a very brief
literally an intro
to where to go looking.
Yeah.
Because there are a couple of websites you can get information from, but sometimes you've got to go a lot further than that too, don't you?
Yeah. And there are dedicated genealogy societies.
Is there?
There are. Which I think Stephen is a member of. But there are people who are right into it. And they don't know how to get into it.
I know some people that have delved back way, way back. I'm not sure I could be bothered. But anyway, that's just me. But yeah, all right. Sounds good to me. All right. So also, I was at a session only a few nights ago with Neighbourhood Watch, and we were talking about elders' rights, and that's becoming a real problem because, you know, sometimes the elders just can't look after themselves, particularly if the children gang up on them a bit, isn't there? So I see you've got something coming up about elders' rights.
Yeah, well, we had Siobhan come about 6 months ago. It was very popular.
Yeah.
Just to generally talk about elders' rights, I learnt a lot because eventually I'm going to need to know that.
Yep.
But
we all are, unfortunately.
Yes, but given the fact that the government is changing the policy and regulations regarding to home care packages, and I think it comes in at the end of November, I'm not entirely sure.
Does it?
We've asked Siobhan to come again, and we really would like people to come. Free cup of tea. Siobhan's going to come, and we're going to ask our local Yarra Glen police to come.
Yep.
In fact, they really wanted to come. They missed the last one. To generally talk about how they can help our local elders, especially the older people that are living remotely in Yarra Glen. They live on their own.
I hadn't thought of that.
So that they can help connect with them and help them when they need them.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more.
Raise a little thing, all up. Raise a little thing, all up. Yeah, yeah. Raise a little thing, all up. Yeah, yeah. Raise a less conversation, a little more action, please. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, baby.
I'm talking to Julie from the Yarra Glen and District Living and Learning Centre. We've talked about quite a few programs that they've got coming up during this term, and of course, it's probably only how many weeks this term, do you know? Probably about 10?
Possibly, yeah.
Because 10 or 11. So we need to, you know, if you get along to some of these things, because the year, we're talking the 1st of October today. Also, I see you've got something coming up called Gardening for Seniors.
Yes. That's in connection with Over 50s Month, which is this month.
Yep. And we they don't call it Seniors Month anymore.
No, not allowed to call it Seniors
Over
Month.
Over 50s, right.
Over 50s, yes. Yep. And we have Kathleen coming, although that might change. It's meant to be on a Wednesday, but I think it's now going to move to a Saturday.
So what's that tell you? Like, does it show talk about raised gardens and that, or do you know what it covers?
I don't personally.
No.
But right. I'm guessing that's what it is.
Yep.
Maybe how to maybe easy ways to, like, raise gardening, easy ways to
yep.
to make it easy for digging.
Now, something else that intrigues me a little bit is that you've got meditation.
Yes. Now, that's one of those things that doesn't always run every term because we don't always have enough people to run it. We're actually having a meditation and morning tea again for our Seniors Week.
Over
50s week. And there's morning tea. And again, we ask people to book in for that.
Yep.
Just, I think it's a half an hour with Estelle, who runs our yoga classes.
Yeah.
Usually she runs a 4-week meditation session every term, if we get enough people.
Yep.
This term, we're not doing meditation, we're doing yin yoga instead.
What's that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
but definitely the meditation, just like an intro, tasted to meditation.
Yeah, well, in half an hour, that's really all it's going
that's
to be.
That's all you can do. And then there's the afternoon, the morning tea afterwards.
Right. Now, this intrigues me. Ladies' Day in the kitchen. What's this, getting ready for Christmas or what?
Yes, now, we regularly have Jill, who's one of our volunteers and a well-known local, who does catering and runs workshops around here in Healesville. It's really not cooking. It's sitting down, watching Jill cook.
Yep.
Having a good chat and a good laugh.
And does she bring along new recipes?
Yeah, we get the recipe. I went to the last one. And then you get to eat. And take home the produce.
Do you do it yourself or do you just
watch Jill? We watch Jill because we don't have facilities to actually to cook. So we watch Jill, ask questions, taste.
That sounds true. But I also, in the day of equal rights, you've got men in the kitchen. Yeah,
and that's usually a week later. That's in the evening. That's a bit more raucous.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
So same thing is, you watch... whoever it is cooking.
Watch Jill, yep.
Yeah.
The idea is for men who might live on their own.
And there are a few.
Or maybe men whose partners go out to something in the evening.
Yep.
Easy stuff, again.
So I was just going to ask you that. We're not with the ladies, it's more talking about Christmas treats, but with the guys, it's not necessary because a lot of them aren't going to be cooking Christmas dinner.
No. She might do something Christmas themed, but she won't be asking them to cook roast turkey.
Yep.
But it might be the odd easy treat or the easy something they can have with their drinks with the boys.
Oh, that sounds good. So that's on Tuesday, the 2nd of December, isn't it? From 6:30 to 9. Down the bottom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. It's always the week after the ladies. And I have to usually say the cleaning up after that is a lot more interesting.
What, after men or the ladies?
After the men.
Oh, boy, are they bits of slobs or something, are they?
Not quite so paying so much detail to the cleaning up.
Oh, right. Well, guys are guys, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, they are.
And coming along not long after that, getting towards the end of the year, you've got a 40th birthday, so you've been going for 40 years.
Yeah, we have, yes.
So I guess, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, put that in the diary on the Friday the 12th of December. So what are you going to have on that day? I see it goes for an hour and a half.
So it's our 40th birthday combined with our annual Christmas morning team. We'll have a birthday cake. The idea is it is aimed at our members who especially our older members. We'd like some of our older members that have been around, as in the long-term members that have been around a long time.
Well, have you got any that were there when it started? Or
we do, yep.
Do you?
Yep. I think a couple of our committee members were around when it started. They were young mums with kids.
Yep.
And again, we're hoping to get the police along because we'd like to capture a different cohort of people so they can engage with with a different cohort of members and community members.
Yep. So that's, you need to put that in the diary. It's on Friday the 12th of December, 11 a.m. to 12:30. I guess they need to book for that, do they?
Absolutely, yes.
So if people get their paper and pencil ready at about 5 to 1, Jill will give you all the, Julie will give you all the details. I've got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Bartender looked at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. I paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home, ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could have convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep. Cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern hearts break. I'm just a product of my generation. And I'm about out of love watching you getting old when you lie. Baby, I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. I try to let you go, and something always reminds me. I've been breaking up, it's easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s.
So, Julie, we will mention the 40th birthday again before we knock off at about 5 to 1 so that people can book in and get going. But I know I've been up to your place. Nobody was there because I was on the way back from Mansfield, I think, a few months ago, and I called in to use the facilities at the back there. So I see you've got a community reading room there all the time. When's that open?
Okay, so I've got to clarify this.
Yep.
We have our own little tiny book nook, which is in the centre.
Two different things, right.
Yeah, which is in the centre. And that was originally started years ago and it was for our members with books donated.
Yep.
That still exists.
Yep.
Because our book chat group uses that as reference for what we're going to use next session.
Yep.
The reading room is down the front of Anzac Avenue and it's part of your library. It used to be Eastern Region, but the part of your library group.
Yep.
It's serviced by Lilydale Library. Our volunteers man that. It's open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. During the week, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Right.
Our volunteers do a great job. It's a tiny little room, but it's all serviced by the library.
Right. So what you've got here is a different thing altogether. Is that what we're talking about?
No, that is the correct one. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah, it's probably not very clear.
Yep.
And we actually have, I see you're looking at the flyer, we have a lady called Sue, who's one of our volunteers, who used to be a teacher, has started up our story time reading for preschoolers, like Lilies.
Oh, yeah.
We used to run it on a Wednesday, but it coincided with a reading session somewhere else. It's a tiny little room. She had 7 Lilies turn up with their grannies and mums.
Yeah.
So the room was full. It was great.
Yep. So story time is when?
Mondays, 10:30, and it's for about a half an hour. Costs nothing. That's in the community / library reading room. At the front.
That's a room.
Where the memorial hall is, where the big car park is.
Now, your library tech support, is that, which room is that in, yours or theirs?
That's theirs, same thing.
And when's that?
That's on a first Tuesday of the month. You need to book in for that. I think they're half-hour sessions. And one of the wonderful ladies from, I think it's from Healesville Library, they're tech people. She comes and helps you. You can book in as many times as you
want. And you bring in your own device, like your iPhone, your iPad.
So often, again, we have mainly older people that are not so tech savvy.
Yep.
She'll come and help you.
Oh, that's terrific.
And as I said, if you don't get it the first time, you can come back again and again. You just need to book in to see
And that's
it.
Free.
It's free.
All right, so apart from that, you've got other groups there as well, haven't you?
Yep. We've got our Sticks and Hooks ladies.
What's that?
Been going for a long time. They are a group of ladies that do knitting and crocheting, and they knit teddies, scarves, hats, etc. And they donate it to needy groups. So they've donated to Hickey.
Yep.
They take stuff to aged care homes. They've provided knitted teddies, I think, to one of the pathology places.
So when the kids are having the blood taken, they're playing with the noodle toy.
That's right, yep. A lot of the wool that they use is supplied by volunteers. Not so much by volunteers, but by people who want to donate a stash they've got that they're cleaning out mum's house.
Well, that's an opportunity for anybody listening. If you've got a whole lot of wool, they could drop it off to you.
Yeah, now, my friend has done that for me. My friend's cleaning out her mum's house and she's given me a great stash of wool.
Now, I need to ask you this because you've mentioned this 2 or 3 times, the book chat. What happens? Do you all read the same book or does someone read a book? Tell us what book chat actually is.
It's very informal. Depending on the time of year, we could have 3 people. Sometimes we have 6 people.
Yep.
depending on school holidays. We get together, we choose an author democratically. We have a lot of discussion about that.
Yep.
We can read any book we want, or it can be...
from that author.
Yeah, from that author. Electronic can be one of our members likes to use his Kindle.
Yep. I've got a daughter who says if you can't turn the page with your fingers, I don't want to read.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same.
Anyway, go on. And so you pick any author and you all not necessarily the same book.
Yep.
Yep.
And we try and get it finished. Doesn't matter if we don't get it finished by, but then we talk about it. Mm-hmm. Usually we have some quite, amusing discussions. Sometimes we all agree that it's not a great book.
Yep.
I'm not frightened in saying that sometimes I can't get past page 3 and I don't finish it. And we also have a cup of tea and a piece of cake. Usually one of the members brings a slice or a piece of cake or something.
All right, so I'm just intrigued with this. So you all get different books and you read them. So what do you then discuss? Do you actually tell the person what this book was about, or do you start talking about the style of the writer, how the writer positions stuff and all that?
A bit of everything, really.
Do you?
We don't get too technical,
right.
But we will often discuss briefly the narrative of the book.
Right.
And we will discuss the style, and then somebody will interject and go, oh, yes, I agree, it was like that, or no, it wasn't, or I couldn't read it. So it's a very loose, open discussion.
Do you find, you've just mentioned that a couple of times, do you find very often a book that you read that you think, that's fantastic, and that writer has put it well, and someone else said, nah, it was rubbish, or just...
Oh, yeah, we do that, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yes. We had some very engaging discussions about that.
Because there's... I'm a bit intrigued about books because they can vary. I mean, my daughter and I'll read a book, and she doesn't live with us anymore. And she's an older, you know, she's in her 30s, not old, but older. And I'll read a book and I'll give it to her, and she'll say, oh, Dad, that was fantastic. Yet I'll give it to my wife, and she'll say, didn't like that at all. It's just rubbish. So you can, there's three views on the one book.
Yep. And other times, If somebody's read a book that one of us hasn't read, we'll actually, if it belongs to one of us, we'll share it round because, like, I might say, oh, I really want to read that. So I'll borrow that and take it home and put it on my pile of books to read by the bedside table.
All right. Just very briefly, because I've got to take a quick break, how do you pick the author? Because how do you know there are thousands of authors? How do you pick them?
Well, it might come up in discussion about who might be writing in a similar way, or we'll go into our little book nook in the centre and have a look on the shelves and see who's on there. And this person, has anybody ever read anything by this person? Or if somebody's in the news at the moment, they're plugging a book, yeah, let's read that.
Because you go into an op shop and this whole wall right around the studio will be covered in books, and a lot of them, there's thousands of authors. I just don't know how you'd pick one or two. You just do.
Well, we just do, and we usually make a list 3 to 4 months in advance, so we've started making our list for next year.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I'm talking to Julie from the Yarra Glen and District, a living and learning centre. Now, see, we've got a couple of things. You've got one for older men, new ideas group.
Yeah, well, I tend not to see those gentlemen because they're usually there on a Monday afternoon once a month. But just because they're older doesn't mean they don't have an opinion or they don't like to have a good chat about interesting things. It's a small group, I think about five men.
Could maybe have a few more.
Yeah, we'd love to have a few more. If you contact us, we can pass the information on to the facilitator because basically they don't so much rent the space, but they borrow the space and have a cup of tea. Yep.
So that's great because there are a lot of retired guys who are probably sitting at home by themselves and guys aren't good at having discussions. So that's a great way to get them all out together, isn't it?
Yep, and they talk about political and current stuff.
Gee, that could get a bit nasty. But anyway, and now, of course, because if you've got men, you've got to have women, so you've got the Country Women's Association too.
Yep, they've been with us for quite a few years again. They look after themselves. They come to us every second month, so they divide their time between Yarra Glen and Healesville. So they're actually known, I think, as the Tarawarra branch.
Right.
So they're smack bang in between.
So do they still do their afternoon teas and that at various organisations? Because some do.
I'm not sure how often, but I know, I think earlier in the year they did something at the Memo as part of the Healesville Festival, I think. Yeah, and they had a cake stall there.
Some of them are terrific cooks.
Oh, yeah. Well, they always bring lunch or morning tea, and if I'm there, I get to partake.
Partake. Now, you've got another one that's on on a few times, and that's music, movement and mirth. That sort of twigs my thing. What's that about?
Now, that's been going for quite a few years, very popular. It's seated exercise for people who have mobility issues.
Right.
Generally older people, but it can be younger people if they want.
And a lot of older people do unfortunately have movement problems.
And if I'm there, so it's a Friday morning, 9:30 till 10:30. Sometimes they stay for a cuppa. Sometimes they go out together afterwards.
Yep.
It's run by Sandy, although this last term it's been run by Leah. I always enjoy listening to them because they celebrate birthdays, they play music, and some of the activities they are asked to do, even I find challenging, but it's all about keeping the neural pathways open and challenging yourself.
Well, you need to, don't you? Because too many people retire and then sit on the couch and all of a sudden it's a real disaster.
Yep.
So, again, we're going to talk about the 40 years when we come back after this break, but there are a number of other groups that obviously that, or things, I guess I'm getting lost here a bit. I guess one of the first things that we should discuss is there are could be people at home who have been involved in a job or pastime. They've retired, they're sitting on the couch. So there's two ways that I'm going to ask you this, whether it's right. They could either come along and volunteer if they had an idea for something that they could do, as in a new program, or to come and help you with other ways. Am I right?
Both are correct. The new idea thing they'd probably have to discuss with us.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess like every organisation, you've got to have that annual general meeting. Nobody likes to turn up to a general AGM because they're frightened they're going to get pushed into something. But no community organisation can exist without a committee. So when's your AGM? And I guess you'd like as many people on that as you could, and also for people to think about joining the committee.
Yes. So you can come along, but you can't vote unless you're a member. So you have to be a paid-up member.
Yep.
And I think it's the 30th of October. Thursday's the 30th of October, 11 a.m. And again, you really do need to register with us if you're going to come.
And that sounds fair. But look, there's an opportunity to get involved and be involved with the actual running it. But as Julie said, you really need to become a member. But go well, if not, just go along and support them. But I've got to take a quick break, and then Julie's going to give you the contact details, and let's get along and support them.
My mama told me not to play the guitar. Stuck in a bottleneck, you won't get far. Hanging around with your sleeping in friends. Elegant women, here I go again. My mama told me early to bed, early to rise is what she said. My mama told me not to play the sixth string. My mama told me, but here I go again. My mama told me go to church when I'm able, not to bet a woman a sin. Told me not to gamble at the table. Daddy said I gotta win, 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 win. My mama told me not to play the guitar. See the world, but you won't get far. Hanging around with your pool hall friends. Loose women, ah, here I go again.
Welcome back, and we're talking to Julie from the Yarra Glen and District Living and Learning Centre. First of all, you mentioned before that if people want to come along and vote at the AGM and get really involved, they need to be a member. So what? How much is your annual membership, and how do they go about taking out a membership?
So it's $15 per year annual membership, or if you're on a pension card, yep, it's $12. We'd ask you to fill in an enrolment form. Just contact us, email us.
Yep.
We ask you to fill in enrolment form because we need your details. We're obliged to keep your details, and we need to know who your next of kin are, etc.
Yep. Yep. So they can now. I guess the big thing is we need to tell people how they can become members. So how are they going to find out more about your organisation?
So they can phone us,
yep,
on 9730 2887.
Give us that again, please.
9730 2887.
Yep.
Our office hours are Tuesday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're located at 12 to 14 Anzac Avenue, and we're right up the back of Anzac Avenue near the tennis club and, yep, the kinder.
Yep.
You can email us.
Yep.
We love email.
Go for it, yep.
YGDLLC@bigpond.com.
Now, give us the end.
YGDLLC@bigpond.com.
Dot com. Yeah.
We have a website.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook page. I can't remember what the Facebook page is.
What about, what's the web page?
The web page is www.yarraglen, all one word, .com/living and learning. And the and is A-N-D.
So it's the three W's, Yarra Glen.
Glen. Com
/living
living and learning.
And there is the and.
The and is A-N-D.
It is A-N-D, yeah. Living and learning. Or for people who don't want to go through or don't have those facilities, they can give you around 9730-2887. Is there an answering machine there when you're not there?
There is indeed, yep.
So you can get back to those people. And look, again, we need to mention this 40 birthday party. You need to book or you'll miss out. It's on the date I can't. Oh, Friday the 12th of December, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You could go along there and meet your friendly police. And if you've got any concerns about the area or somewhere, it's a great way to connect with the police. And even if you do have a concern, I know I was at a meeting the other night where there were police, and they were saying, look, even if you tell us these sorts of things happen, we can just keep an eye on an area. We just get to know what's going on.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
I was waiting for you to cut.
Yes. That's correct.
Right. So, and you've got a Carer's Week meditation and morning tea too, which we didn't mention.
Yes, and it all happens to fall in the month of October during
15th of
over
October.
50s. Yeah.
It's on the 15th of October. Have you got a time for that or...?
The meditation was, 15th of October, 10:15 to 11:45, and that's the half-hour intro meditation.
Sounds good. All right, look, I guess even if nothing else, if you get on the website and have a look at their program, because we haven't covered a lot of the stuff. We just haven't got time in the hour. I mean, they've got, Julie mentioned mixed media, but they've got polymer clay creations. That sounds good. As I said, the Older Men New Ideas Group, Country Women's Association are involved there. The book chat she talked about. A centre community garden. So you do some work in your own garden as well, too.
Yeah, we've got our own little garden. And again, it's members. You can't work in it unless you're a member.
Yep.
And we're always looking for members because they always need help.
And I guess the other thing too with this, not everybody, particularly as people are moving into smaller and smaller areas, some don't have much of a garden. Particularly if they go into a retirement village or something. So there's a great opportunity there too, isn't there?
That's right. And we also regularly have the kinder kids come in from next door and spend the morning with us. Not necessarily every month because they meet every month, but as often as they can.
It's a great idea too. Mm. And then if you want to learn out more about your past, introduction to genealogy, there's the elders' rights, it goes on, and children's story time, tech support, which we talked about. Soap making intrigues me. There's a good way to make a few Christmas presents too. Quite a few women love getting soap.
They do, yes.
So there's all those opportunities. A floristry we didn't cover either.
We had to cancel it. We didn't have enough people.
I should have read that. And the music movement of Mirth, that's really got me going. I think apart from the fact that we all need to keep moving, it's also got the opportunity to have a bit of fun at the same time. So it's obviously not a really hard class, and I guess it's designed for the older person in mind.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, and if we don't keep moving, it's the old saying, if you don't move it, you lose it. And there's, there are great opportunities here. And, of course, if you've got any ideas for a program that you'd like to be involved in, I guess if you give them a ring and go and have a talk to them, they may very well decide that they could do that. And it's another way of giving back to the community, particular people who have retired and got plenty of times on their hands.
That's right, yep.
All right, Julie, it's been great talking to you. We'll talk to you again early in the new year or somebody from the organisation, because pretty soon the Christmas will be with us, and I guess as you get started on, there will be more opportunities in the new year for people to get involved. But thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
No worries. Thank you.